You have just entered the Katie Ma Podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 9 of the KV Mod Podcast. We've got one less person here this week as our boy Alex is at acting school in Canada.
If I could do taps right now, I would.
Yeah. So he's not able to be with us tonight, but he's probably too busy having a lot of sex with a lot of, you know, fellow actors, because I hear that's all that goes on there, right?
Men, mostly men.
Exactly. Yeah. The homosexual population is out in force there, so Alex fits right in, it seems, which is solid. I didn't mean this to be an Alex burn. He's gonna listen to this and be like, "Wow." But yeah, episode 9. I have to make a comment, as I am obligated to say, "Wow, I can't believe we're on episode 9." But I know, wow. But we're coming up to episode 10 already, which I don't know. For some reason, 10 in my mind is like a marquee number.
That's like as many you and Chris babies as we did in like 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah. 1 year. Come on, 1 year.
Yeah, so, and as you can hear, we've got a special guest. I'm going to lisp all of a sudden. We got a special guest with us tonight, and Matt.
His name's Dunkus.
Dunkus. What's going on, Matt?
Much. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for coming on. Many of you will already know Matt as a pretty popular YouTuber already. You know, for the Black Ops and some his World's Weapons series, which even though it's on console, must we say the production values in that? I know that's one of your favorites, Dan.
Is his World's Weapons series? I was such a fanboy.
You are. It was real good.
Such a garbage series.
John actually was the one that made me keep doing it when I first started it.
Oh, really? Interesting.
I was going to do 4 episodes of World at War, and then he was like, "You need to continue that now."
Well, it was a niche that you had, and the rest of your videos sucked so bad that I thought that maybe having a niche video would be a good idea.
Yeah.
So
just the start of the trolling here. Tonight.
Here it goes. Here it goes. I guess you're taking Alex's place, Dunkus, here as the troll person.
Do you ever reach that moment, John, whenever you realize that my e-dick is bigger than yours and you got me started? So it's like when you're a father and you look at your son, you're like, damn, his dick's bigger than mine.
He's got a huge
Yeah,
dick.
But you know what it really comes down to, like when a father looks at his son, he still realizes that he made them. It's okay.
That's a good point. The father still spilled that sperm into that mother to make that baby. All right. But I did want to, obviously, we're going to talk about a little bit about what we've been playing this week. We always do that, or at least recap. It doesn't have to be necessarily if we're playing any games. But what has everyone been up to? I'll start with you, Matt, since you're the guest. Actually, and also, Matt, too, maybe talk a little bit about you've been getting into PC gaming, obviously, more, and just kind of, you know, how that's going and all that stuff. Love to hear that from you.
It's going well so far. I mean, I got this gaming PC about a year ago. John helped me build it, and then I played a couple games and then stopped because I wasn't good and went back to console. So I've been playing Black Ops on PC, playing Counter-Strike on PC.
Yeah.
I made a little bit of a venture into Team Fortress, not this week. That was a couple weeks ago, but I mean, I'm trying to get the hang of it. I went into COD 4 with Dan the other day and just pooped all over him.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot more PC this week than console. I played like 20 minutes of console last night and I didn't even have fun, so it's a good sign for John.
That is a great sign. I like to hear that.
I mean, it's been a struggle so far because I don't have my shot down yet, and as I was talking to John earlier today, the keyboard doesn't feel natural to me yet. I'm like hitting X when I should be hitting C to crouch, and I need to just change stuff so I can be more comfortable with it. But
what you were trying to say, that it's because the keyboard's not as fluid as the console, and it's just you're not used to it. Like, the keyboard is so much better for movement than the thumbstick is once you get comfortable.
You're right. But what I was talking about with that was when you design an Xbox controller or a PS3 or whatever, you design specifically for button placement, and like, okay, your tactical grenades are going to be right next to your trigger. So it's all like in one complete package. But when you design a PC game, you got a keyboard that people use to type on, not to play games. Like,
my nade's right next to my trigger.
I'm just saying, like, typically you don't design a keyboard to play games on unless you get like this fancy gaming keyboard. But it's just been getting.
Yeah.
That's where the
rebinding and everything comes in too. Where, you know, as you get more comfortable, do you have a gaming mouse or no? I don't remember.
Yeah, I have a Death Adder.
Like, you have buttons on the side of it and stuff.
I use my tactical grenade and my knife and regular grenade.
Yeah, exactly.
So once you get accustomed to the keyboard, like once you get used to where your keys are and stuff, you're going to be like, okay, this actually does work better than I thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll definitely.
And John knows I play Legacy on console, so that's...
He's all fucking weird.
A hindrance right there.
That's crazy, dude. Legacy. Wow. That's all right. That's cool. What about you, John, since you were interjecting earlier? What have you been doing this week?
Just bro mod.
Bro mod? Nice.
Nothing
else.
Can you
get back in that Deus Ex at all?
Ooh.
I mean, I play it every once in a while. Like, if I'm raging super hard at pro mod, which happens, I'll just, like, play Deus Ex for an hour, and then I'll go to bed usually. Because that game's, like Deus Ex has such a serious, like, thing with me. I was so in love with the first game that everybody, when they get a new game, they just rush through it. And then you don't get the full gist of the story or anything like that. So I'm just kind of playing an hour here, an hour there. And if it takes me 2 months to finish it, I don't care.
You're pacing yourself, in other words. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I picked up Red Orchestra tonight.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm thinking about getting that.
That's actually, like, I hate to interject in the intros, but I've gotten seriously a billion tweets on the KB Mod Twitter.
Yeah.
But dudes are like, why aren't you covering Red Orchestra? Why aren't you covering?
I'm going to write up about it.
Yeah,
please do, because frankly, the news sites that I look to pull articles and get stuff, they haven't done anything. Really.
Yeah, there really hasn't been much coverage on it.
And everyone's like, it's going to be amazing. Yeah, go ahead.
I played it for like 20 minutes today before the podcast started.
Go ahead.
It's a World War II simulator. Yep. Like, it's super slow paced, and it's like objective based, but it's round based. So if you do something stupid and you die 30 seconds in, you sit there for 10 minutes. You just don't play.
So is
and
it?
Then,
go ahead.
So is it what? There's other game modes too where you can respawn like a minute later and stuff like that. But what I've gathered so far, it's just fucking crazy.
I played the first one, Ostfront 40 or whatever it is. I forget the full title.
4145.
Yeah, exactly. I have that. Like, I played it years ago when it came out, and it was really good. I mean, it's like you said, ultra realistic, dude. Like, there's no run. It's like no run and gun, and you have to have really tight squad mechanics. There's tanks and stuff like that. The maps are really large. In this game, there was actually a whole write up. I get PC Gamer every month, and they had a whole write up article about it that was really cool. Just talking about like the realism, like the bullet drop, and just there's just so much stuff put into it. I mean, it's probably not one of those games that I would get into and play extremely seriously, just because of like the realism aspect. But it definitely would be fun to run around, and I think it's going to get reviewed pretty well. Everyone that I've talked to that's played it said they really enjoyed it. We should cover it though, Dan. I definitely agree. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
John's going to cover it. That's sweet.
That's because I just haven't. So is it a first person? Is it like?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's first person and like
recoil's insane too.
Yeah, and a lot of people say that the guns are clunky, but there's a difference between clunky and realistic. Like Battlefield on console, I'm sure. Oh, I know Scott and Matt have played it.
Yeah.
That's clunky.
Yeah.
The guns in Red Orchestra are realistic.
Okay.
Like
well, I think Battlefield's clunky on PC, so
you didn't play it on console. It's like it's literally I'd say probably what would you say, Matt, 4/10 of a second of a delay or so between everything you do with your thumbstick.
It's pretty bad, especially going from Call of Duty.
Yeah. But it feels really realistic, and like there's lean, which gives me an erection. I don't know about Dan.
That lean's in there, yeah. John loves that lean.
Do I need to learn to use that?
not if you're not playing pro mod.
Okay.
I mean, it'll benefit you a little bit in standard, but not really.
Nice. What about you, Dan? Were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, okay.
tons and tons and tons of COD 4. I don't know, just playing the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure why, really. I'm just really back in it. I think I'm just totally done with Black Ops at this point.
You were going to have a your farewell video that you're going to do?
Then I played Hard Reset. And
you didn't make
it. Crack, yeah, and I just didn't make it.
What is Hard Reset?
PC exclusive.
PC exclusive game.
We're gonna talk about it, but
it's $29. I think it came out today, actually. Recorded a little bit of it. I will say this: I was telling Scott earlier, I recorded tonight with it and doing a Let's Play, and the video performance on that engine, phenomenal. I mean, that thing is optimized about as well as something can be optimized. No lag at all. I was running VSync and Fraps, but I had it on, I think, high settings, roughly. I did, like, custom or whatever. And No skip, no lag, nothing. Didn't even notice I was frapsing. So, and pretty much everything about that. I mean, I played the demo as well last week. We're going to get into that a little more. But, man, it's fun. It's really fun. It's really old school, too. It's got a definite old school feel to it.
Yeah, just from your Let's Play video that you put up tonight, I was scrolling. I didn't watch the whole thing yet because it's 18 minutes, but I was going through it, and dude, it looks like the action looks absolutely insane, like you said, and harkening back to those old school days, which is sweet, dude, where it has like your armor, your health, yep, everything on the left side.
Yeah, there's really no cool saves. Yeah, no saves, just quick save points. Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome.
No manual save. So.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that a little bit coming up. Well, actually, let's get into the topics that we're actually going to talk about.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
We're going to talk a little bit more about Hard Reset with Dan, too. But, Matt, since you were at PAX Prime, we definitely want to touch on you, even though you played it. I'm assuming, did they have any Modern Warfare 3 on PC there, or was it all console?
That was COD XP.
That was COD
XP. I'm sorry, COD XP, yeah. I'm sorry. Not PAX Prime.
It was all console. They also had, yeah.
It was all Xbox.
All
correct?
Xbox. Yeah, all Xbox.
Wow, gotcha, dude.
Yeah, they sponsored the event, so.
There you go.
That makes sense. Yeah, so what were your, I know you've done a couple of videos on it, but just for our listeners who might not have seen them, what, as far as your impressions of what it was, I heard a lot of people saying it's Modern Warfare 2.5 kind of deal.
It is, but I'm not complaining one bit with that.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else will either. If you take out the bullcrap that was in Modern Warfare 2 and make stuff better, like optimize the kill streaks, make more gun variation, add sway. I mean, you have Modern Warfare 3.
Right.
Yeah.
So
there's sway on every gun now, and there's quite a bit more recoil than Modern Warfare 2. There's no ACR where it's like a laser beam. And there's also proficiencies that you have to add to your gun, which are like another perk.
Okay.
And there's one that reduces sway, so that can counter that. But there's also one that reduces recoil, so you got to choose.
How did it feel as far as pace wise, like when you were, you know, you're playing against a bunch of people? Is it like, so it's Modern Warfare 2 feel like? I feel like Black Ops is way slowed down.
You die really fast.
Yeah.
We only played 4-on-4 because it was LAN, I guess, but.
Right.
I still felt like I was always in the action, like the maps are nice. I always like Infinity Ward maps, and it felt like Modern Warfare 2. It was really arcadey feeling, like fast paced action always. But the thing I was confused about was they don't have a Marathon Pro type of thing where you never stop running. So it's back to COD 4 where it's like extreme conditioning only.
Interesting. Do they have
that.
I forget if we talked about this last week. They don't have a commando as far as like a knife lunge?
No. They don't have a commando. Right? They don't have second chance, but they have final stand, which is a death streak. It's like 5 or 6 deaths in a row.
Okay.
And then they don't have one main army. They don't have they have noob tubes, but they don't reload with scavenger, same like Black Ops, and they also don't do very much damage at all. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know how it was on Black Ops on console, but on PC the noob tube was not really used
at all.
Yeah, like when you got killed by a noob tube, it was a rarity. I would get raged because
I would get angry.
and it was, but people that use noob tubes on the PC version, like they use them for the right reason. Like they'll toss a noob tube at B in a domination game right on the start.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is fine to use noob tubes that way. But if I'm sitting in a fucking door and we're playing Search and Destroy and you shoot a noob tube up there, why?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Sounds like Modern Warfare 2 fixed to me. Yeah,
it is, and the graphics are a touch better, but it does look like Modern Warfare 2. I mean, the gun sounds are different, which I don't know why they would change the spaz sounds different, the ACR sounds different. Everything's different, and the sound engine is really good. Like Black Ops, sometimes you didn't hear people that weren't wearing Ninja just because the sound engine was messed up. But it's really, really crisp, like it was in Modern Warfare 2. You hear every footstep, you hear every noise. There's no like train going through the map, like in Black Ops. No annoying sounds.
That's good. Yeah. I was going to ask you too, Matt, how do you think, did you play any Search and Destroy while you were there? This is for John's sake. For the map, like how do you think Search and Destroy would play out? Because for Pro Mod,
I didn't play Search because it wasn't available, but I watched the competitive finals. They had Search, and it looked just like Modern Warfare 2. It was really nicely set up for objectives.
Nice.
Thanks the Lord.
Yeah. This is.
But Black Ops was too, I thought.
Black Ops is the worst Search and Destroy map.
For domination, it's great.
I don't know if there's been a better game for that game type. Like
Havana and Villa are good Search and Destroy maps. Everything else, shit-ass dick.
Shitting dick nipples. Yeah.
Villa, I would argue that it's not a good one because it's so spread out.
Console.
It's the same thing on PC.
Console.
Oh, I want to bring up this point before any further. Sure. I would not have a YouTube channel of the size and whatever I have right now if John was not a console fanboy back when I started.
Ooh, that's true. I played Modern Warfare 2 on console while I was playing competitive Team Fortress 2. Modern Warfare 2 on PC is the worst game I have ever played in my life, and I needed to make that YouTube money.
There was no YouTube money back then. I'm sorry.
No, but I ended up making the YouTube money from it, so.
Boom.
I just had to point that out, that John would consistently play Search with us every night, and he would stream almost every night on console.
Got to get them fans for whenever the money starts rolling in. You know.
I know you guys just said this, but was Modern, like, I am a person who has maybe a day played Modern Warfare 2 and never played Search. Was Search good? Like,
was it really the best
on console? Like, and I will say that Modern Warfare 2 is a much better game on console than it is on PC. Like, it's just infinitely better.
It's not hard.
But Search. That's the best Search game there is for map design. I mean, there are still shitty noobtubes in Commando and shit like that, but the map design in Modern Warfare 2 was
Search
absolutely
was great,
brilliant.
Even.
It was totally brilliantly done.
Well, that gives me confidence.
They take care with their Search because they know it's a popular game type, and I never played it ever until Modern Warfare 2, and I fell in love with it, and then I played it in Black Ops, and I was like, this sucks. So I really hope they go back to the old ways of Modern Warfare 2 Search.
Nice. Did anyone else have any more Modern Warfare 3 questions for Matt? Because I was going to ask him too about, even though it was only on console, I was going to have
shotguns are primaries now, by the way.
Yes, but they have overkill and there's no stopping power, so it's a legitimate perk now.
Interesting.
Yeah. No stopping power.
Spast looks like it still has that range. I was watching a tape video, and he was like killing people like four football fields away with that thing.
There's an attachment for Spaz for shotguns in general that gives you more range. I'm not sure how much more, but there's also another pump action called the KS or KG or something that's a bullpup shotgun that's a pump action, and it's just like the Spaz range-wise.
Wow.
The AA-12's in there. The range is pretty similar to Modern Warfare 2, a little bit longer maybe, but it's still fun to use. I mean, I used it.
By the way, for those who will come on the podcast or the comments after this and go, well, you played it on console, the guns are going to behave the same, bros. Like, it's probably going to be the same. So everything's...
Because it's going to be a console port.
Yeah.
Right.
Regardless. Even though we get deadies, it's still going to be what it is. So.
Definitely. I did want to ask you, you played a little bit of CSGO on console.
Oh, yeah.
He has played Counter-Strike Source.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I know Duncan has on PC. So
jumping
how
on.
I guess my question is, because I know the answer is that the controls, I'm sure, are just horrid, or it feels like hard to do anything. I can't even imagine trying to play it on console. What was your reaction, or how did it feel when you were playing it on console?
Despite the controls being horrible, it was a lot of fun. I used the AK at first and got a couple kills, and then I died and switched to the AWP the next round. And I didn't do much moving after that, but the thing that was... I mean, I moved, but I hit choke points with the op and got double feeds. Sometimes you get double feeds on console.
Oh, yeah. I remember you tweeted that.
But it was horrible because left trigger, crouch. I mean, all the controls are fully remappable on console, but I didn't know how to do that at the time. I didn't want to take time to do it. So left trigger was crouch. There's no ADS, obviously. But the sniper, the zoom, was either B or right stick, like Halo. I didn't figure out the right stick part, so I had to zoom with B, which was totally inappropriate. But
inappropriate.
Once I figured it out, it was good. Like, it reminded me of, I mean, it was CS. I mean, CSS basically, with better graphics and better sound. It still had the classic, like, the bomb has been planted, that kind of sound.
They kept all those the same,
same sound bites. Yeah.
Good. As long as it doesn't have source hitboxes, we'll be in good shape.
I think we'll be good on that. I have a feeling that
they know that that's a problem.
Yeah, I you guys see, it's so funny to me because I'm so used to source hitboxes.
Exactly.
It's like when you go out and come back in. I guess I can understand it.
See, that's not good though.
How's that?
Is
the hitbox better in the CSS beta, Scott?
You know what? I have not played much of it. I don't know. No, there really is a CSS beta.
There really is
that
beta.
You joke about it. No, there is a beta that they tested all these like wonky ideas. I think. In preparation for Go, I'm guessing. I don't know exactly, but there is a side CSS beta thing that you can download that is a little different of a build.
Yep.
So I don't, yeah, I don't know about the hitboxes on it.
As far as the game goes, we only played one set, I guess. It was four rounds, but it was a lot of fun. I had a blast, even though it was on console. The guy was like, sorry we didn't have PC here, blah, blah, blah. They were trying to show off the Xbox capabilities, but...
Yeah, I'm sure, dude, all the Valve guys were dying inside that they only could bring a console.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were like, wow. But
it's going to be a fun game.
Nice, nice. I'm excited to hear that.
Molotovs, I'm very excited.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I think those will have competitive use, too.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, dude. You cut off long A. Like, on Dust 2, you chuck it over the side, and you cut off a rush to long A so the attackers can get the pit. Like, it just works.
Dude. So many opportunities for that. It's going to be awesome. Dan, WoW info I have on here to talk a little bit about
Dunk,
that
Dunk
stuff.
Probably won't talk for the next
dude, 100 level 12, right? Didn't you say?
Yeah, yeah, level 12 Hunter, baby.
But,
I was so bored, I was in tears.
Yeah, dude, until you get, like, I don't know, for me, until I hit, like, started, what is it, dungeons, 30? You start doing dungeons? Or?
No, you start doing, like, 15 now.
Oh, maybe it is. Okay, yeah, I was bored.
Deadmines, yo.
Deadmines, dude. Yeah, John ran us through Deadmines a few times.
I got you fucking two crawl blades on your warrior.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you did.
Cruel barbs for days.
Oh, cruel barbs, that's it.
What did, all right, but yeah, Dan and you and John, I guess.
Well,
we're gonna
talk about this. I don't know, John will probably have an opinion on this, because I know I do, but Blizzard, one of the, what was he? The COO of Blizzard, Thomas Tipple. I hope I pronounced his name right.
Tipple. That sounds.
I think it rhymes with nipple. but he was at the technology conference, and basically just now this is all, you know, he said it at the conference in his talk to the conference, but you know, Blizzard time is a whole other thing. But basically, it was very surprising to me because Blizzard said within the next 5 years, they're expecting to put out 6 games, which, and this included Diablo 3, which obviously we know is hitting this year, pretty much. Might hit early 2012, but I would assume they want that Christmas money. So, but they also plan, and this is baffling, especially with the news that came out this week, and our listeners who do play WoW will kind of be baffled by this too. I think John doesn't really play that much or raid, but he'll still kind of understand I think what I'm saying. They plan 2 more WoW expansions, which I just don't get, because today they just nerfed the raid that's out. There's only been 50 kills of Heroic Ragnaros, which is the toughest boss in the game right now. There's only been 50 worldwide kills or something like that.
There's way more. There's way more now. There was 50 before.
There's way more now.
It.
Well, they're nerfing everything now. And, like, I feel like it hasn't been out that long, and Deathwing's going to be the end boss. And that's coming out, if I had to guess with the way they've done it in the past, probably November, something like that.
Been 134 kills of Heroic Rag now after they nerfed it.
But regardless, 134 in the world, that's like Kel'Thuzad numbers back in Classic when they said they made a mistake.
Duncan, you remember those Kel'Thuzad numbers, dog?
This is all like Spanish to me.
There, how many times the boss like guilds have killed the hardest raid bosses
they
in the game?
They record it
like global. So
basically, I find that hard to believe when there's millions of people playing.
Yeah, that's
I know.
That's the point. Yeah.
With old WoW, they had the end boss of Classic World of Warcraft was only killed roughly 100 times. Like nobody
that's
got
insane.
To him. The instance was too big, and the instance before that was too hard. So nobody like progressed. So they said, no, we're never going to do that again. That model was stupid. And now they've gone and done it again. So I don't really, like, if I had to pinpoint the next WoW expansion, it's going to be in 2012, which to me is like, that's the shortest turnaround they've ever had. And I said in an article I wrote back for the site a while ago, this seemed like way too short to me. And like, they're just kind of thrown in the towel on it. They're losing subscribers every month. They're still at like 11 million, but they're losing them. So I don't know. I just don't
feel.
So
if they check their vid stats, they'd be negative every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's hard. That's hard.
Yeah, that's harsh, dude. I don't know how they keep on going.
I mean, I love new content. Like, I love new expansions for WoW, but I would much prefer, like, you put more effort into each expansion before you release new content.
Yeah, and I mean, Kata was a total rebuild of the game, and then you're only going to let that last a year, and you're going to have a major overhaul with the next one in 2012. A year is not long enough. I mean, we just got it it's December. That's being too short.
Being a total non-WoW guy in the sense of never not playing it for years, only for a couple months recently, like, that to me sounds like they're just saying that they're going to get as much as of this current version and build an engine of WoW as they can. Do you know what I mean? Like, which makes sense. But so in 5 years they're not going to release a totally new rebuilt WoW. Is basically
they're going to release Titan.
Yeah, Titan. I was going to get to that. But yeah, I doubt you'll ever see WoW 2.
Okay. Yeah.
WoW will live on somehow because Warcraft is just too much of a big,
right?
You know, franchise for them. You might see Warcraft 4 as far as an RTS at some point.
Right.
But if you see WoW 2, it won't be till we're like 40. So
yeah,
it'll be a while. But then they're also going to have, just to keep going with what they said, the two more expansions for StarCraft, which everybody knew about. And then they're also going to have a Diablo 3 expansion in 2014. So that means they're going to patch the shit out of D3 for like 3 years, which is awesome. Lots of content there. So
yeah,
that's going to live for a while, and they plan for it. Titan, he said, fall 2013 is when they're looking at releasing Titan. Which, considering we have literally no information on Titan, literally.
pretty far into development, because a lot of people don't understand how much development goes into an MMO.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's also a five-year development Blizzard. Cycle. Easy. Yeah.
They took 12 years between Diablos. I mean,
that is true.
But, like,
yeah.
It took longer than that between StarCrafts, actually. But the thing is, Project Titan in 2013 just baffles me. This is a brand new MMO, a totally different style. This is the only information we have. It's a totally different style of MMO than anyone has ever done before. So
it's a completely new world. Like, it's a new story, new lore, new everything.
Won't have any ties to any other Blizzard. And those worlds are so, even if you haven't played them, Scott and Matt, those worlds are so big.
Oh, dude, yeah. Like,
Warcraft and StarCraft and Diablo. I mean, the followers of those are they're hardcore. So when you're going to introduce a whole new, you know, mythos to everything, better be good. And with Blizzard time, 2013 for this game just seems too quick. But, I mean, if he would know, I would suppose, if he's an executive in the company.
That's still a long way off in the sense of for them to say, okay, well, we're not going to hit that target date. We'll push it back another year.
Right.
Or whatever, but yeah. All right, cool. I did want to ask you a little bit about Hard Reset, Dan, because we talked about that a little bit, and you did give a little bit of your impressions, but maybe I don't know. I guess at the beginning maybe we talked about it a little bit, but go ahead and real quick again, if you want to reintroduce.
Well, like, if you guys get it, it's totally worth $30. I can already tell that.
Yeah.
I'm only on the second part of it, but it has four difficulties, which is a sign right away that it's probably going to be really hard. It's not just like easy, normal, hard. It's easy, normal, hard, insane. And I'm guessing on insane you get like no ammunition. Because if you watch the video I posted, I just get ammo constantly. And I'm on normal. Mm-hmm. But there's an achievement in the game where if you don't die during an act, you know, on normal difficulty, like during one act, they give you an achievement. So that indicates to me it's going to be pretty difficult.
Hard as fuck.
So, but it's not laid out like, you know, you can't go in and hit save. You can't. If you fuck up and you're not near a checkpoint, then you must play through what you fucked up on.
Yeah.
Until you passed it. I guess Biz, one of the guys who hangs with us on Vent, he played the demo on Insane, and it took him 10 tries to beat the last Horde part.
Wow.
So, when it's like pretty much a first kill thing on easy and normal. So, I mean, I'm guessing it would be really, really difficult, but totally worth the money, guys. The engine optimized so well. I mean,
it's a brand new engine, right, for that game?
Yeah, built from the ground up.
Do you see a lot of modders and stuff getting a hold of that and making a bunch of different stuff out of it?
I do, because this company really, the guy actually came out in a quote from the lead developer was like, "No DRM, because I hate DRM." Like, he's like, "I'm a gamer too, I hate it."
That guy's awesome.
So we're never having DRM. So modders will have a hold of that engine.
That's awesome.
In no time. And that's one of the most exciting things. We posted about it when they announced it was going to be brand new. That basically that was one of the things we were excited about, was modders getting a hold of a brand new engine that wasn't basically Unreal or Source or Quake, and doing something with it, which I'm excited to see, because the way it plays on a PC is just, you can just tell they just didn't give a shit about doing anything else except a PC.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's exclusive, but.
Right.
And everything works. Like, no glitches, no bugs.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get into that a little bit in the ramp, but that can be a good example on the positive side of the ramp.
Yes. So I would say it was a success so far. It was one of the first PC exclusive FPSs in years, probably.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
It's a positive sign.
Sweet. I also have here in our topics, I just wrote Dead Island fuck up, and I didn't know how else to say it other than that. Some of you guys might have seen, I guess this was last week when Dead Island came out, right?
Yeah.
The wrong version, basically, the wrong build got sent to Steam or whatever. I don't know exactly how it worked, but Steam, the developers had the wrong version, and so the game for some people was just insanely broken. I know a couple guys in the bro pile that were playing it. What if you hit the Y key, you could do no clip, I guess?
Yeah, it was legit.
You could no and clip. John, you've been playing that. It, yeah.
I want Y to be no clip.
And
the right thumbstick, I think, is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
Jared was playing it.
Tells you to move your right thumbstick.
While playing the game, yeah. And
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we reported on it a little bit. I'd wrote an article about it. Just talking about how when they delved into the code, the actual name of it was like Xbox Live Submission Test the actual name of like the title of the build and stuff like that. So it was definitely, you know, pretty big travesty. I mean, that's to me, it's like, I understand people make mistakes, but to send the wrong build of a game totally. And my theory on it was actually this, and it still is, that the game was never finished anyway, and that they just had to get something out there. I could be wrong on that. But, like, to me, that's such a monumental failure. Like, if they had the right build, they would send the right build. To me, they were just like, get out what we have now. We don't have enough time to finish it up, and we'll shoot out a patch in a couple days and deal with it. I don't know. I mean,
or there was some guy
theory.
Named Steve working there, and Steve fucking accidentally deleted the PC build. And they were just like, oh, fucking Steve.
Steve's the worst. Steve, what an not asshole. Again. He did this last time. Yeah, it could be. But
probably named Alex.
Yeah, it might have been.
I could see Alex doing something like that, you know, and then trying to get the build back right away a few days later by emailing someone.
Yeah.
channel troll. Sorry, Alex. Matt, have you played any Dead Island or anything at all?
No, played it at PAX and I wasn't impressed by it.
You were not. You said it felt like you were getting nauseous. I remember you were telling me.
Yeah,
playing through
it felt like Mirror's Edge type with the camera. Yeah. And I wasn't impressed with the combat. Cause just swinging a stick around and it was kind of stupid, but. I bet if I play it on PC, it'll be better.
Yeah, to be honest, I've been watching a lot of gameplay of it.
It looks really good.
Yeah, John, you were saying that it's real pretty. Nice.
It is pretty, even on console, but
the
can't
combat just
all
looks
the
clunky as fuck to me, though, John. I don't know.
Well,
it's like Oblivion design. It's definitely it's way worse because it locks on to parts of the body.
Yeah.
So like you move your mouse over the zombie's head and then it stays there. It's like MLG aim assist, thumbstick warrior stuff, and it does that on the PC version too, so I don't like that at all. I think that's dumb.
Well, they did, since the fuck up, they posted today, actually, it was today or yesterday, a bunch of modders have gotten hold of the game who there wasn't supposed to be mods at all for this game. So there was a lot of, like, tiptoeing around VAC support, so nobody would get banned, but they've pretty much fixed every bug in the game, the modders.
Yeah.
And you can download actually a all-in-one patch to turn on and off any feature you want.
That's awesome.
And then there's a bunch of other mods coming out, like a realism mod for it and a bunch of stuff like that. But
so you can realistically live out the zombie apocalypse. That's good.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
If a company wants the support of the PC players after the shit they pulled, they need to make these things clear VAC.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean it'd be fine. I mean, you just have VAC bans on record on your profile, but then people are going to think you're cheating in other games too.
Right.
Because a VAC ban in something like, I don't know, Virtual Tennis 4, if you cheat online in Virtual Tennis 4, it'll say VAC ban on your profile, but you're not like banned from playing TF2 or anything.
Right.
But
right.
I see somebody's profile with VacBan on it, and I automatically think that they're cheating in something like TF2 or CS.
Right.
That's just the first thing you think of when you see
VacBan. Because
why would
you cheat in Virtua Tennis?
Yeah. There's a guy that played TF2 for Team Dynamic, and he had VacBans. You play in Source OP, Dan, that Dynamic Lieutenant Death guy?
Yep.
He has VacBans on record from Virtual Tennis 4.
What a baller.
He downloaded some hack that let him have like super shots all the time. So now everybody thinks he cheats at TF2 because he's really good at it.
Right.
But in reality, he cheated in Virtual Tennis 4 just because it was funny.
That's hilarious. Wow.
But if they want my support for the game, then they're going to have, like, if they want me to support them as a developer afterwards, they're going to need to allow mods. And they're going to need to supply the tools for us to do what we want with their shitty game.
Yeah.
The game itself could be good, but it's borderline, it's right between really good and awful. Like, there's no decent in there. It's either going to be awful or it's going to be really good.
Mm.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Real quick, too, Dan, wanted to touch on, we've been doing topics for a while here, but the Bulldozer price info stuff that leaked, or didn't leak, or was revealed, rather.
Yeah. I mean, Douglas may not have much to say on this, but...
What a deal.
The prices leaked for Bulldozer, and as far as we know, with the three things that leaked, now these are not confirmed, once again, but the three processors that leaked, the three processors that leaked were the top-of-the-line one, the flagship, the FX8150. That's $266 for an 8-core at 4.2, I believe, is what the rumored clock is, standard. And then you got the 8120, which I think is under 4, and that's going to be 216. So that's roughly the same as a 2500K.
Yeah.
And then the 6100, which is a 6-core, but it will be better than any of the Thubans or whatever they're called now. And that's going to be 188, which is only $13 more or something than the top-of-the-line Thuban, which is kind of insane. But what compounded this into being really awesome is not only that the FX8150 is $266, which it's going to be better than a 2600K. It's going to be. How much? I don't know, but it's going to be. Is that then, a little bit later, AMD comes out with the news that they've broken the world overclock record with an 8150, which isn't even technically out yet. So this is like an engineering sample of it, which is probably actually going to be worse than the stock one, because these don't, they
what was,
just don't.
What was the clock that got to, like 8.5?
8.4 gigahertz. Oh, wow. 8,429. It broke it by like 100. But it did it on liquid nitrogen, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Something you're never going to use. I mean, that's just extreme. But the fact is, it's obviously a high quality part because it withstood all that.
Yeah.
A lot of processors cold bug and do a lot of other things. But, the cool thing was that AMD actually said, they came out and said, we've tested it on air, you know, like aftermarket air and cheaper water cooling, and it got to over 5. So that's
solid.
An 800 plus megahertz overclock there just on air. So if you can have 8 cores going at 5 gigahertz, it's going to be pretty powerful.
Yeah.
So...
That's sweet.
So it's pretty cool that it's good. It's a good thing. It's only a good thing. Even if you're a fanboy of one or the other, it's only a good thing to have the competition, because it can only help you. So
right, yeah, that's awesome. Cool.
But I might end up buying a Socket AM3 motherboard.
That's what I was saying to Dan. Yeah,
I would totally wait for what the. You know, benchmarks are going to be, because there are going to be Ivy Bridge chips above it, but they're also going to be more expensive.
Yeah, they're going to be a lot more.
They're just going to be more. That's how it's going to be.
I'll just buy a bunch of liquid nitrogen with my YouTube money.
There you go. Hire midgets to just pour it on.
Go
constantly.
Phase cooling, man. That's only like $1,000 extra.
Nice.
It'll be sweet. But quick hits, Scott.
Yes. Hit us up
so
real quick
hits.
Here.
You guys can comment on anything I say during this time. So if you want to throw stuff in. First of all, Game of Thrones game release date
RTS,
is at the end of the month. Sounds pretty cool. I'm not a big RTS guy. I love Game of Thrones, though.
Did you watch this
sweet show? Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love that. I can't wait for the next episode. Yeah, the books are great too, man.
Oh, the books are awesome.
Oh man.
But that's coming out. You can already pre-order it on Steam. They didn't announce that until last week. What else? Deus Ex gets some DLC at the end of this month or early October already, which Brandon said he didn't like, which I don't really fathom his reasons, but anyway.
Brandon doesn't even own Deus Ex.
I don't know. But PlanetSide 2 is going to be free to play. We've talked about PlanetSide 2 before, the MMO FPS that
you think will not absolutely blow like the first one did.
I don't think it will absolutely blow. I think it has to not absolutely blow.
Well, yeah, definitely.
For it to be worth it.
They already have zero credibility after the first PlanetSide, yeah. So.
So, also, this one was huge. We got a huge response on this, actually. Max Payne 3.
Yes.
Coming out in March 2012.
Five.
Dude, Max Payne's so good.
Jesus.
I just want bullet time in my game.
I played Max Payne 1, but Max Payne 2, dude. That was like the first game I really noticed, like with ragdoll physics and all that stuff. Yeah. I guess it uses the Unreal Engine, don't they? I'm not sure. I think they do. And, dude, I just spent hours and hours playing that game, like just reloading certain points to like shoot the guy over the ledge and flip his body over and use bullet time. Oh, God.
Yeah,
so
Bob
good.
Used to play that shit all day, every day.
Nice.
And then we got Diablo 3 beta requirements came out, system requirements. If you have a TI-83 calculator, you can run it. Jesus, you can run it, which is pretty much Blizzard's MO anyway, but still good to see. And it also means that if you have a high-end shit, they will scale, because Blizzard usually does scale pretty well.
Yeah.
They're never known, you know, for crisis kind of shit, but...
Right.
It'll look really good on a good system, and it'll still be more than playable and look fine on a shitty one. So, as always, Blizzard just gets millions of people because it doesn't matter what you have.
else?
We got Saints Row the Third is coming out, and that's pretty much about it because we talked about AMD.
Nice.
So yeah, and cool. The Minecraft update is out. They didn't mean for it to be, but it's out.
Yep.
So people play Minecraft.
And Notch just said, hey, you know, it's out. Just make sure you get the paid version so you don't get, you know, malware.
Right. He's like, just get it here.
What a bro. He's not freaking out. He's just like, yo, get it from us. Yeah. So, all right. Sweet. Strong news section this week, or topic section. Liked it. Going on to the rant section, this can be short. We can get into a little bit overlap kind of what we've already been talking about, but we wanted to talk about the unfinished games, that the trend that has been going on with that.
Rant of the week!
I don't know what we're yelling about! And, like, Dead Island, a perfect example. I mean, all kinds of games that have come out.
Dead Island's just brought it to everyone's attention, because that's the most monumental fuck-up yet.
That's pretty big. It's a pretty bad one.
Duncan, you can't even relate to this. You got to play Black Ops on day one, and it was playable on console.
Not really. No, I couldn't get into a party.
Really?
Yeah, matchmaking was broken.
Oh man,
you could play.
That was only because the matchmaking servers were overloaded. If you guys have dedicated servers, which I think they should be doing for console, that wouldn't have happened.
I want to tell you what I miss the most when I go to play dedicated servers. Mm-hmm. It's getting into a party and just bullshitting, and then starting a game and finding a game instantly. You don't have to browse for a server. You don't have to worry about spots that are open. To worry about any of that. So.
I think Modern Warfare 3 will have both options. I really think it will. I think it's going to have a matchmaking. CSGO is going to be matchmaking, I read.
Yeah, there will be. Yeah, there's definitely going to be matchmaking. I'm going to be interested to see how that works. But it's going to rank you based on skill and everything.
Hopefully that game's not broken. Valve doesn't usually do that, though.
Yeah. I wouldn't shit on matchmaking. Like, obviously, if there's dedicated servers, it doesn't matter, like, how necessarily you go in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as long as you're playing on a dedicated server. I mean, I definitely agree, Matt. Like, the streamlined experience of matchmaking, even though is nice, but, you know, without the dedicated server stuff, the connection is just...
Well,
poopy.
The trend for me of the unfinished PC release started with Battlefield Bad Company 2, which was just
so bad.
Unplayable multiplayer for, like, a week.
Yeah.
It was really for just the first 2 days that it was super broken, because then the server browser just wouldn't come up at all. Not that servers wouldn't come up. The browser itself would not even load.
Dude, you don't need a browser, dude. There's something, you know, come on. Yeah, you know what Battlefield's doing. That's why they're getting rid of that.
Yeah, that's why they got rid of it.
You can be using your browser, Google
that
Chrome.
That was horrible. And like Brandon was like, yeah, this game's going to be awesome. Dude, you get it. You're going to play it on your new system. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So I got it, and then I couldn't play it, and then I just didn't play it again for like 8 months.
Yeah.
Black Ops was monumentally broken on release. John had a much better system than me and couldn't play it. I could play it fine, which means the game is broken.
What was I running then? I was running the 980X and the 68 or the 5870s.
Yeah, but it was still better than what I was running.
He was running the 965 and a 5770, and I was running a 980X and Crossfire 5870s, and I could not pull over 50 frames a second looking at a wall. If I looked across cracked, I would get 30 frames a second on that machine.
Yeah,
it was just so poorly optimized, and they fixed it. I mean, they really have, but
it still doesn't run as well as it should.
No, it doesn't. But well,
yeah, Dan,
Dead Island's crowned it off. Yeah. Really.
It did. It was the crowning achievement for me. As far as for me to rant about this, we are being taken advantage of because we are a forgiving PC gamers in general are forgiving fan base for a number of reasons, I think. One of them being that, like, we'll be like, all right, you know what? Your game's so fucking broken, just like they're doing with Dead Island. Guess what? We'll go in, we'll patch it ourselves, and we'll make it playable. So in that sense, like, there is a level of forgiveness there. And even then, like, okay, people are going back, and a lot of people play Battlefield Bad Company 2 now that it's patched. And are still okay with it. But at a point, it's be like, okay, well, how long can you go on, you know, not making a big rounds about it, you know, because then you start getting, like you said, if publishers will just go, like, I really think, I'm telling you, I'm going back to the Dead Island thing, I don't think that game was finished, and I think they said, you know what, we have a tight deadline, we got to get it out, and, you know, whatever, they'll forget about it in a couple weeks when we get it working. And I think we're too forgiving.
And then they'll take all of the patches and all of the coding that the modders did, and they'll throw that as a patch on Steam and claim that they just patched the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Because realistically, some of the people that work in the modding community
are better.
And some of the people who fix these games are infinitely better than the shitty-ass developers that work at a company like Treyarch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Treyarch.
I'm just saying. Yeah. No, Treyarch has really good developers. I mean, Vaughn is an amazing person to have in this community.
Yeah.
Even if the majority of the shit he does is solely for the console guys, but the guys are like, we fucking hate Ghost, we hate Last Stand. A week later, boom, there's a playlist for it.
Right.
Like, those are the people you want in this community, but then you have other developers that'll just be like, all right, well, we don't really give a shit what you want. Thanks for the $60. Have a nice day. We'll let you guys do our work for us.
Yeah, right.
And there's a lot of those games that come out. I mean, Duke Nukem is also broken as fuck, if I recall. Mm. And even, it was shitty anyway, but then compounded on the fact that it was just broken. I mean, I feel like they just don't. They console port, and that's a lot of the problem.
Yeah.
Is that when you port, you're going to have issues. I mean, that's just going to happen every time. Like, you know, hard reset's working fine.
Right.
Because all they do is cut it for PC. But.
Yeah, and there's elements of it, right? Like, you're up. They have deadlines. They have budget. They have things they have to meet. They have requirements. And if you're developing for multiple platforms, dude, I mean, just the logistics of that, right? PS3, Xbox, you know, God forbid you put it on the Wii and PC. It's
but what I don't understand is why they don't port the PC version to the consoles because it is easier. You can take a PC ISO, burn it to a fucking disc, change like two things, and it works on an Xbox. Whereas with porting an Xbox game to PC, or I'm going to knock everything over in my house, you take the Xbox version, and then you have to add all of the video options. You have to add all of this extra menu shit into the PC version, where it's much easier to take shit away rather than add it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know why it's always made in mind with the...
But you notice...
With the console. I guess because that's where the market is. Money. That's where the money is.
Blizzard's a bad example because they don't make console games.
Right.
But on the other hand, they're a good example because when they do make their PC games, they're just like, it'll be out when it's out. It'll be out when it's ready.
Shout out to NFEN, Guild Wars 2, same thing.
Yep. It'll be out when it's ready. Like, they're not going to put out Diablo 3 until they're ready to put it out. They're not just going to be like, here's the deadline. They just do it until it's not broken at all. So it's completely playable on release. And imagine the logistics of rolling out a WoW expansion.
Oh, dude. I can't even imagine.
They get, like, millions of subs back when they put one out. So then they got to prepare for all that traffic, make sure the game's not going to break. And
it's like just the logistics of playtesting a new thing like that. Like how many millions and millions of lines of code that shit. I mean, I can't even.
Yeah.
Like, and then just being like, okay, well, let's try it like this 150,000th way to do this instance.
Yep.
And like, yep. I just can't even wrap my mind around how complicated that must be.
And Valve is good at it too.
Yeah.
Even if they're making a console version of the game, they still somehow managed to make the PC version.
Right.
Not broken.
Still good. Yeah.
CSGO, I bet you $1 million will run fine day one.
Oh, yeah.
There will be some glitches here and there, like there are with everything. But nothing will be monumentally fucked up.
Right.
Just won't. Some of these devs should take some lessons from two of the best.
I agree. All right, well, man, we are flying through time here. Let's get to the Twitter Q&A. Let's do it. This will be good.
Tim.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast.
Tiny Tim in the alley.
Christmas hat.
Oh, man. Duncan sent me the most epic text today, Dan. He recorded himself singing Christmas Ham, and it was glorious. It was beautiful.
All right, this first question comes from the Ginger Bomb.
Ooh, he's a strong tweeter. He's a strong tweeter.
And this is for Dunkus.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh.
If I get a goldfish tattoo, will I receive superpowers?
Oh, man. Trolling the tattoo, huh?
You will not receive superpowers. No, sorry. You will receive views if you put videos up.
Ooh,
you will receive incredible amounts of womanly attention.
Nice.
And you will get trolled by John.
In person multiple times.
At dinner, drinking
beers. Most yes.
And you also look amazing. So.
That's true. How long did that hurt after it healed up?
Just a day. Just
that
night.
Wow. That's pretty quick.
It wasn't as bad at all.
A lot of ink. Yeah, I have to say, I mean, I said this before, but that is actually one of the better looking tattoos I've ever seen on a man. Could be because you're a pretty sexual creature, but to be honest, I love that tattoo. Okay. Sorry. So what was the next one, Dan?
All right, this one's from Goin1313.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Oh, that's a good question.
Whoever wants to start.
No, I have not. I will just go ahead and say no.
I have been in a couple, but the best fight was getting beat up by two men at the mall at the same time. That was pretty legit.
Why did that happen?
They were making fun of a dude in a wheelchair, and I don't like messing with disabled people at all. So I was like, I'll put both of you in a wheelchair. They backed off like bitches because there was a bunch of people around and they knew if they tried to do something after I was defending a guy like that, that everybody would have just been like, you guys are fucking gay and beat the hell out of them. So I was like, whatever. So I was walking out to my car after that and I look in my window, like I see the reflection in my window as I'm opening my door, a fist coming at the back of my head. So I move and he breaks the glass on my door. And my glass on my door, and his hand got stuck in there. So I turned around and I clocked him real good right in the jaw, and he fell flat on his back, and he was finished. But at that point, the other dude was on my back, and then I got the shit kicked out of me. It was pretty awesome.
Did you break anything? Break nose or anything during that?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think I've ever hit anybody that hard. And then a large black man tried to slit my throat in a bar.
That's true.
Oh, I do recall
then,
that one, yeah.
Yeah, I kicked his face in, but it still scarred me for life, so.
Man, John with that.
Other than that, I'm pretty gay.
Going hard. Going hard.
I've been in a few scraps here and there, like nothing like major. The biggest one that was most memorable for me wasn't really a fight so much as I just got so fed up with this kid that used to pick on everyone sophomore year of high school when I lived in Connecticut, and he was picking on me one day, and I got so fed up with it. I was walking by his locker and he was saying something and I just turned around. Like, I'd never said a word to this kid. I just kind of it was like, you know, halfway through the year. And I just turned around. His name was, oh, by the way, Scott Elm, if you're listening, fuck you. That's his name. I turned around. I totally shocked him. I picked him up by his little stupid, I don't know, preppy shirt, and threw him against his locker and slammed the back of his head against it, and he, like, fell forward on his knees and was, like, totally dazed. And I was like, if you ever talk shit again to me, I was like, I'll fucking kill you. And I walked away. That was, like, the most memorable thing I've ever done. Never mess with me or any of my friends again. Ever.
Wow.
And that was it. And that was, like, I felt like...
Taking a stand.
Dude, I could hear the music as I was walking away. It was like the most.
Was there a slow clap?
There was no slow clap. I wish there would have been, but yeah, that was me.
Well,
the most badass moment I ever felt in my life, right there.
I've only been in one real fight, and it was when I was actually a little kid. It was when I was like 10, 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And I don't know why this offended me so much at the time, but I went Christmas Story on a dude.
Oh, that's the best, dude.
Dude, this kid, right? He comes up in the alley and he's like, he lived in my neighborhood and I was just walking away. He's like, yo, he was like 10 too. He's like, you want to chew some tobacco? And I was like, no, that's like gross. That looks terrible. And he's like, no, you're going to do it. And like tried to force me. And so, like, I just see – he was bigger than me, too, but I just went, like, adrenaline rush on him and, like, knocked him over and did the Christmas Story fight and just was on top of his chest and just punched him in the face.
You were
like,
seeing red, weren't you?
Times. Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
That was it. That's the only fight I've ever been in.
Nice.
But it was good.
When I played roller hockey, I was in a couple of fights, but hockey fights
don't. Yeah, I don't do fights in hockey. I just – I'm super dirty. I'm a really dirty player.
Throwing that stick all over the.
I hit people in the nuts and shit, and then let the big people on the team
take care of the
handle the. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This one is from Mr. NFEN, and this is a really. I mean, this is a philosophical question we've been asking for years.
Yeah.
And this is what in the good Lord's name has rested itself on the upper hemisphere of Joseph's cranium?
Oh, I don't know if people are going to get that reference.
Layman's terms, what the hell is on Joey's head?
From a classic song. A classic.
Classic.
If you like horrible music, Photograph.
Oh, my God.
So, Dunkus, Dunkus, what do you think is on Joey's head in that lyric? What do you think it's referring to? Do you have any mental image of what the hell could be on his head?
Probably one of those propeller hats.
Going with propeller beanie?
And Joey's like a kind of a sped, just kind of a slower guy.
Yeah, he's kind of like a
twirling the beanie.
A large bag of dicks.
Oh,
man, what do you think, Dan?
Well,
do you have any idea?
I've been thinking about it a lot, and I think it's probably a used condom. Because I feel like Joey wouldn't notice that, and I feel like Chad Kroger's a big enough dick to put that on Joey's head as a joke.
I think because they're all coming back, right? This is like after high school kind of song or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know the whole context. Okay. So it's like maybe Joey was balding early as a young man or something like that. And he's got a really horrible like toupee on. Like
he's got a toupee at like 17.
Yeah.
Conspicuous.
Dude, exactly. And maybe that's
would
you
look
know.
At that photo and be like, what in the hell?
What is and it's like a really horribly done one. It's like barely stitched onto his head. It's like falling off, maybe. I don't know. Or a bag of dicks, as Diz John said. That could very well be.
Alright, we have a marry, kill, fuck.
Nice. That's gotta good. Start out with Dunkus on this. We gotta hear the guests.
Alright.
Thanks.
We've got Chad Kroger.
Oh my God.
A record player. A phonograph.
A phonograph, yeah.
And Nick Fenton.
Ooh.
And that's from Crunch.
I would kill Chad Kroger easily.
Nice!
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. When we were previewing this question, remember, Dan? We were like,
yeah.
I'm not sure he's going to kill Chad Kroger. All right, Dunkus, I'm proud.
And I would marry the phonograph and fuck Nick Fenton. Because Nick Faggot, he's Nick Faggot, so.
Yeah.
I know he's into that kind of stuff.
I'd do the same thing he did, and I would marry the phonograph just because Nick Fenton's fucking gay. And I don't think I could spend the rest of my life with Nick Fenton. Hey, Monsentix.
I'm absolutely killing Chad Kroger, but I am fucking the phonograph and I'm marrying Nick Fenton. Because Nick Fenton is probably one of the funniest dudes. You know, he would keep me entertained the entire time. I feel like I would never be bored with Nick Fenton. I feel like I could live with him. I feel like I could love him.
Phonograph either. You just put a different record on.
8-1-6.
That's true, but I mean, don't you want to say that you fucked a phonograph too? Wouldn't that be an amazing thing to have
you
on your resume?
You fuck it for the story then, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Much like a clown. You would fuck a clown for the story.
No, I just fuck a clown.
No, I just fuck a clown.
I just love it. Go to Barnum and Bailey's, pick them up all the time.
Oh my god.
What about you?
I was going to say I would fuck Chad Kroeger for a little bit.
Really?
Just because I would want to make Chad Kroeger my bitch. But
that's a good answer. You're not
I'd
sure
I'd probably
anymore?
Fuck the phonograph and marry Nick Fenton.
Yeah.
And kill Chad Kroeger. I mean, killing Chad Kroeger is such an easy way out of this.
Yeah, but it's so obvious, though, with the question, I think. It's a must. I mean,
he sucks.
He's horrible. What a horrible, horrible...
You could marry him for his money.
And then kill him and try to get his life insurance policy, too.
Ooh, that's true. Yeah.
Wow. And then you could fuck... Wait, but then, see...
That is strategery.
That is pretty good.
All right. This next one is, what would be your favorite pet? A cat, a dog, or Private Joker?
Private Joker, easily.
Yeah, easily. Alex.
I like my dog, and Alex is a douchebag, so I'm going to have to take my dog.
Taking your dog.
Yes.
Dogs are touchy subjects.
I can't tell you anything more sexually arousing than Alex on a leash, on all fours, and me walking him around, you know, town. Would be hilarious. But, yeah, I got to go with it. I couldn't handle his snarky
comments.
He'd have,
like, that look on his face, that depressed look. So, yeah. Oh.
Give him a shock collar.
APL beats me.
I'd go with the dog. I love dogs. Absolutely no contest. I'm sorry, but anyone who prefers cats over dogs,
An idiot.
You're retarded. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was from Jeff.
I know how Duncan feels about that. You're a dog guy.
Is this the DOG mod podcast?
Oh, wow. Good.
Dog or die.
Dog or die.
Dog mouse or die.
Okay. I do love. Here we go. Zombie video game ever made. This is from Tigipi.
Resident Evil 4.
Ooh.
Ooh, the map. All right, we'll take Supernatural video games.
Supernatural?
Because Resident Evil, man, what a series.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Resident Evil 2, because that had more... I never played 4. I will once it comes out on console and when they re-release it, but 2 had the biggest impact on me.
2. Zombie game.
So 2 is kind of what told you what plague you were suffering from and why you looked the way you do?
Yes.
Okay.
Or at least what that was going on in your groin penis area, right? As far as I'm confused.
It was around that time when... No, never mind.
When you contracted it? I know, dude. You told me this whole story. I wasn't supposed to talk about it on here, but...
Oh, my God.
I feel like there's not that many people listening, so we'll be okay. This is cliche probably, but I always go to Valve titles. So I'm really bad at that, but Left 4 Dead, the first one, dude, I played so much of. Really fun. Oh, you know what I actually got to go with though? It's not a zombie game. Is the hidden mod for Source?
Yeah, it's kind of a zombie game.
That's kind of, yeah, because you play. Yeah, you have like a kind of supernatural guy that's invisible, but man, that game is a lot of fun. If you guys have never played it, check out.
Yeah,
there's no servers really, but
every minute it's good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with I'm actually going to go Killing Floor.
Ooh, that's a strong title, yeah.
Killing Floor's fucking awesome, man. Like, mainly because the Patriarch's a badass, but yeah, Killing Floor is sweet. I'm totally down with that.
I miss every single night you guys killed the Patriarch. Every time I play, we never do, and I always get frustrated.
John was on one night, we destroyed the Patriarch.
Yeah, I think that's a sign, Scott.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm not there to hold down the team. Exactly.
I know we never killed him when I played with you guys.
Yeah, but that was really early in our, I think,
yeah,
when we were first figuring it out until the pipe bomb thing, right, is the way to do it now.
Yeah, you got to do it with explosives.
Tons of explosives, yeah. Nice.
All right. Okay, we got a couple more. To go here. All right. This one is kind of strange because I haven't given this any thought, and I had a whole day to look at these questions. If you could wake up as any animal for a day, what would it be and why? That's from DanA022.
I would wake up as a pig and then I would fuck everything that walks because a pig's orgasm lasts for like a half hour.
I read that. Is that true? I did read that somewhere.
Oh my god.
A half hour? God.
Fuck yeah, dude. That would be legit as hell. I would die. I don't breathe. Like, I would die.
Yeah, dude.
Like, when I'm fucking Dan in the ass, dude.
So, oh my god, it is fantastic. God. Sometimes I look behind me and I'm like, whoa, dude. Whoa.
Breathe.
Wow.
I don't breathe.
For me, I would be a stud horse, you know, on a farm.
What? Oh, a stud horse?
Yeah. Yeah, inseminating them females, dog.
The infamous video involving a horse?
Oh, are we going to talk? We can't talk about Mr. Hands on here, yes. Can we? Oh, man.
I think that's all that needs to be said.
Yeah, just that's all we'll say. That's all we'll say. Listen, if you want to be scarred, look it up. If you don't, then don't look it up. That's how it works.
That's the noise he makes, man.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Dan. Thanks for bringing me back there to that place. But yeah, that's
I would be some kind of large bird and just soar around forever. That's what I'd do.
Yeah,
like an eagle or something.
Flying would be sweet.
I would be a honey badger. Without fucking hesitation, dude. I get bit by snakes and do not give a shit. So,
because you don't give a fuck.
It was either that or a fucking shark. One of the two. Because sharks are bamf, dude. Like a great white. You just cruise around. You're a killing machine. That's amazing.
Sharks really don't care.
Yeah, they things they don't care about include everything.
Yeah.
So, honey badger's like fucking invincible though. That's what I'm going with him.
He gets bit by a cobra, just takes a nap, and then fucking eats it.
That sleepy fuck. Yeah, he can live through a lot.
It's so nasty.
All right, here we go. Okay. And this is going to include console games because I say so. All right. This is the last one. If you could remake any video game in history, what would it be and why?
Wow.
If you could, like, reboot any game.
A franchise? Okay.
For a modern... So there's a lot of factors here, because...
Yeah.
Would it translate well? Would it not?
Wow,
so...
That's a deep one.
That's hard.
Quake.
Franchise. For modern.
I'll make a modern Quake.
That's their rumored... Carmack wants to do it. That's the rumor.
I want Quake. I want Quake on the Rage Engine.
Ooh.
That, wow. There's possible. I wouldn't be surprised.
I want that type of visuals in a game as fast-paced as Quake. That's what I'd do.
Dude, what a baller, by the way. Brandon or you were the one who told me to follow him on Twitter. Dude, his tweets, just incredible. He had another one today that I didn't understand any word except the and. But I loved it. Man.
Such a good choice, John, that now Shai had gone first.
Like, I mean, Scott, you don't... I mean, he strives to write pure functions, but then he goes and sticks something else in IDE.
Yeah, that's the
underneath one. Practically everything.
Yeah. You know, I that happens to me all the time, though.
I mean, and when he releases his RA2 operation, the thread stacks are inherently more scalable and of higher performance.
Yeah, exactly. That's thread stacks,
just,
man.
Just so you guys understand that.
Yeah. If you guys don't get that, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. It's very clear. Oh, man, dude. Yeah, Quake's a good answer. I'm trying to think if it can go to console games, you said, too, Dan?
Yeah, no, yeah, you can, any game.
Ooh, okay.
Donkey Kong Country, fuck.
Dude, it did, though. It did. They remade that, but it's not as good.
Mm. Crash Bandicoot, bro. I loved Crash Bandicoot. Not that really, I mean, they're great as a classic. I don't know, like, I'm not thinking about, like, necessarily on PC, but, dude, I played the shit out of Crash Bandicoot back in the day. That would be a fun series to see.
I think they're already doing yours, Scott, because CSGO is coming out, and really all we wanted was a reskin Counter-Strike.
That's right. So. Yeah, you know. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. Though it's not Counter-Strike 2, which that tells me there will be a Counter-Strike 2. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. You got one, Matt? I'm trying to think.
I was going
to
say Banjo-Kazooie, because I played the shit out of that back in the day.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's more of a...
Strong game, too.
N64. Yeah, the original. Like, N64, Banjo-Kazooie was so good.
They re-released GoldenEye, didn't they, on the Wii or something?
Yeah, but...
Is it horrible?
You could still say it, because...
Dude, there's a GoldenEye Source mod that's really good, apparently.
Can I change mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh, yeah! Oh, my God, dude. What a foul mouth he had.
Earthworm Jim.
Ooh, yes.
Earthworm Jim
wow,
remake.
Dude, Sega Genesis, man. Yeah, that's a good answer.
Booger Man?
Dude, I'd
oh,
go...
Oh, God.
Oh, my... Dude, bring me back.
Earl and Toe Jam? Oh,
oh my
games.
God.
Battletoads?
Bullshit. Oh, yeah. Man. No, you might have just hit the nail on the head, actually. Battletoads, the hardest game ever made.
Oh, my God.
So hard.
Besides Ghosts and Goblins, but that game doesn't count. Yeah, I'm going old school. What of it? Ghosts and Goblins had a mode where if you beat the game once,
yeah.
It gave you a second mode to play through, which was literally impossible.
Wow.
The 80s were a dick, bro.
Dude, they were. They didn't give a fuck, man. Contra
no save points. Mega Man.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. I'll tell you what. I actually might go with... This is going to be old school, but I would love to see a remake of this, you know, like a 3D engine. Really well done. Double Dragon.
Ooh, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Streets of Rage.
Great NES game.
Yeah, Streets I'm going... Rage, Double Dragon's my final answer. GoldenEye was close. Double Dragon's my final answer on that. Because a good, I think that game could translate too, to a new console or PC, because you could have co-op, you know.
Yeah, you're kind of losing though. Double, I mean that's not a relevant movie series anymore.
Doesn't matter.
It was a movie.
They made movies, or maybe they made movies after the game, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
That's what it was. Okay, it was reverse. Okay, it was based on the game. Yeah, I guess. No, you're right. If it's a game IP first, then yeah, that could be good. I was gonna say Contra too. If they made a Contra, like an
there are Contras
sentence.
For PS2 though, as recently as that.
They're bad though.
Yeah, they're
are
not.
They? All right.
Nice.
Yeah, because those games were hard as fuck. But
nice. All right. Well, we are an hour 10 minutes already. So
damn,
man.
Can't believe we're already at an hour and 10 minutes.
I can't
believe we're already there.
Oh man, that'll be my intro for next week. I can't believe last week's podcast was an hour and 10 minutes, and this is episode 10.
Oh, that was by Children on Sale, that tweet, by the way.
Wow.
So if you know Children on Sale, make sure to call the police.
Yes, call the cops. real quick, any videos that we saw this week that we want to shout out real quick? I know Dan and I saw some Swedish rap.
Oh, man.
Just tonight.
It's a console video, but Mike
yes.
Mike did his 100 plus live commentary,
yes.
And it was really, really entertaining.
It was awesome. You want
his
to tell
celebration
the background
at the
on
end
that?
Was,
yeah.
He started a series where he was trying to get 100 kills in a live commentary and ended up getting it on like the second episode. But the way he reacted is like, I don't know if you saw his Road to the Nuke series. He tried to get a nuke in Modern Warfare 2. It's like that when he got it. He's like a child. He's like, oh my God,
this?
I got it. Onslaught.
Onslaught. Mike Onslaught.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was really entertaining.
The game, the whole game I was actually, dude, like when he got the last two kills at like, you know, with like, 2 seconds left.
Yeah.
It was really entertaining. That was a good video.
I didn't watch it. Console.
I'm going with Kartellern featuring Jocko.
Yes.
Some Spanish rap or Swedish rap.
Crazy.
That Orb
dude.
Showed us.
Crazy.
I'm going.
Yeah, Swedish gangsters. Baller.
I'm going with a YouTube video. It's a new song by a lovely young woman named Risque. It's called Smell Yo Dick.
Yeah, strong. Almost as strong as pussy yanking, but not quite.
That pussy be yanking.
Sorry.
Also, that on a serious note, that J. Knowles
clips,
Craig movie edit thing we posted today.
There's no editing. It's just a bunch of clips thrown together.
Holy
it's on the website.
Shit.
But some of the clips were absolutely gross. You should probably learn to edit, buddy. Because those clips were
that would be huge.
Gross.
If that was well edited.
You can find an editor easily.
Yeah, actually. We released that thing, dude. with an editor, because that would be big,
huge.
It would be huge.
It would be huge.
All right. Well, we definitely should wrap this up, Matt. Any thanks again for coming on, dude. And I don't know, do you have any closing words of wisdom you wanted to impart to our listeners?
Play PC,
dude.
I'm a
beautiful,
convert.
Beautiful. I love it.
But I will still play on console because I like the matchmaking. I like my friends on there.
Don't worry. I'll edit out this last part. The first part was great.
Magic Muscat.
That's true. I do. That's really the only reason I still have a
Magic's
console.
Magic's $5 on PC today.
Once they release a Magic that works online for PC, Scott, sell your console.
No, because I still use it for Netflix, though. That's the other thing.
Get a Roku. It's $80 Netflix Roku? Streamer, and the quality is 150 times better than the Xbox. It's 1080p.
Not going to be better than 1080p.
Nice.
It's Xbox true 1080p. Xbox only does 720p.
Yeah, I think it's upscaling. It's upscaling too to 720.
Yeah.
It's not true at all.
And the Roku's Crew 1080p, that's a beautiful thing. And I don't regret not using my Xbox for Netflix.
All right, I'll definitely consider it. You were the catalyst for me selling my PVR, too, when you said you were going to sell yours. So
well,
maybe I'll follow the same. All right.
This.
What?
Christmas ham.
Yeah, I think we should all... Can we leave with a rousing chorus of Christmas ham?
I can play it on the guitar.
Oh, do you have your guitar right now?
That's right next
to me. Oh, we have to do it. I'm sorry. No one will understand what the heck this is, but...
Are we really doing this?
If you watch Dancer... Yeah, just do it. We'll do a quick chorus.
Do you delete that video, Dan?
I had to.
Yeah, there's...
Seasons we'll discuss.
Have you ever been in the shower?
With 100 dudes.
With a ton of dudes.
Here we go. You gotta start us off, Matt, because I don't know where we are.
It's like,
just want a Christmas ham. That's all I need. Just want a Christmas ham. And it's all my family needs.
Yeah, that's
beautiful. Okay. All right. Well, it's kind of hard with the lag there, but
yeah, it's got some lag.
We'll work on it. We're gonna really release in a studio version soon, so we'll be good. All right. Thanks again for being on, Matt, and we'll see you guys next week.
Later.
See you later.
Bye.
Thanks.
Hello, gents, and thanks once again for tuning into the podcast this week. If you need to find the podcast, you can find it on podbean.com, our front page, or search iTunes for KB Mod. If you need your PC gaming fix during the week, you can go to kbmod.com or follow us on Twitter @kbmodgaming. We'll see you next week, guys.